Hi, this is a petition for patient Kimona Robertson. KAMONEROBERTSON. Date of birth is 8/8/1979. Date of accident is March 14, 2025. Date of service 4/15/2025. Chief complaint: patient is starting having experiencing severe pain since March 14, 2025, when he was involved in an automobile accident. Chief complaints are severe pain in the head, in the left side of the neck, left side of the upper back, left side of the mid back, and left side of the lower back. He also suffered laceration of the left face and left skull with severe bleeding that was sutured and fixed at the hospital. He reports of pain in the left knee as well. These pains are constant and are alleged to have occurred from the car accident that happened on 3/14/2025. The detail of the car accident is as follows. At around 9:30 p.m. on March 14, 2025, he was traveling as a driver alone in the car SUV, which was a Jeep Cherokee, on near M59 in Pontiac. It is also called West Huron Street. And he was just before Woodward to make a right turn that another driver came from a side street who failed to yield on a blinking light and hit his car in a frontal head-on collision. The impact caused his car to be completely totaled, the hood, the bumper, axle, tires, engine, radiator, all were broken. Apparently the guy was coming at a speed of 50 to 55 miles an hour, and his own car speed was around 30. He was wearing a seatbelt, the airbags deployed, there was a loss of consciousness for more than 45 minutes. It was not a hit and run accident. Then the police did come to the scene, ambulance came to the scene, and patient was taken to the McLaren POH hospital by ambulance. Inside the vehicle, the dashboard was pushed in and steering wheel was okay, it was not broken, but the airbags deployed. His seat belt was stuck and he had to be cut open to be brought out. The windshield was broken and windows were broken, the glasses were broken, doors were broken. Regarding the injury, patient cannot remember. He passed out for more than 45 minutes, unconscious. He had a laceration of the scalp and face, and he was bleeding profusely. He woke up in the hospital 1 hour later. At the hospital, when he was there at emergency room, the bandages were provided. Bleeding was stopped, but there was no need for sutures at that time. And no X-ray or CT scan was done. Next day, he went to Trinity Hospital, where X-ray of the neck and the head was done, CT scan of the brain was done. They were found negative and was discharged after that. Still presenting illness. Patient is suffering from severe headaches that are off and on, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they are severe mostly. And they are present several times a day. Mostly they're located to the front and right and left temple, moderate to severe. And they're off and on, and they are worsened by light and noise. There is no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Additional symptoms of TBI are reported as follows. Patient says he is suffering from dizziness, nightmare, fearful of the event, and blurred vision. He denies any problem with the taste or smell. His TMJ is painful on the right side. Other than that, no vertigo, no loss of consciousness since the accident. No seizures, no ringing or buzzing in the ear. There is no history of any balance loss. No forgetfulness or disorientation, confusion. And he is not peeing in the bed or number two in the bed. He's sleepwalking. He's not sleepwalking. No nausea, vomiting. He denies any weakness, lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, lethargy. Walking is not difficult, and there is no incontinence of bowel or urine. Some anxiety is reported, some depression, panic, but no sudden anesthesia, no sleep disturbance. In addition, regarding the pain syndrome, patient suffers from constant pains in the area of the neck and upper back, middle back, lower back, as well as the left shoulder, which are almost 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And he has a difficult time lifting the left shoulder beyond 100 degrees. He can walk up to 1.5 block without pain. He can sit up to 20 minutes. He can stand okay. Sleep is 4 to 5 hours. All of these pains are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, aching. And they vary from 7 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected, 10. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by bending, walking, lying down, and improved by nothing. So far, he has had CT scan and x-rays, and he denies any numbness, tingling, pinch and needle, bladder, bowel, incontinence. He does report some weakness on the left arm, where he has lost his phone. He drops his phone. Regarding the past treatment, patient has only been to Trinity Hospital and McLaren Hospital for the emergency visit, and he has seen Dr. Sanghvi 3 times. His physical therapy began at Trinity Health. System review, please review the records. And past surgical history, allergies, please review the records, family history, relationship status, employment, legal history, and personal history. Please review the ADS also. This is a 46-year-old African-American male, height 5'3", weight is 246. Blood pressure is 116/61, pulse is 70, one pulse ox is 99, temperature is 97.1. He's alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. Sinuses, childish, clubby, colonic here. Sitting comfortably, attitude is good, demeanor is good, hydration is good, and he is able to walk without any adaptive devices. I do not find any acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient is slightly anxious but not lethargic. Rest of the exam come from the template. In the skin, please mention a scar, which is from the midpoint of the head to the up all the way up to the zygotic process or half of the face. And there are two scars like this. They are healing with a secondary intention. No sutures were placed in. No bleeding and no obvious fracture is noticed. Psychiatric evaluation, neurological evaluation are all from the template, including muscular examination. Musculoskeletal examination. On inspection, the entire spine is a normal curvature and alignment. There are no scars noticed. Palpation, no scoliosis, abnormal kyphosis, humpback, pelvic iliac crest height are all equal. No pelvic tilt is noticed. Spine tenderness is not present. Paravertebral muscles, spasm, and tenderness not present. No hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 40. Flexion is 50. Bilateral side flexion is 40. Bilateral rotation is 70. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50. Tension is 15. The bilateral side flexion is 15. Bilateral rotation is also 1. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. Hoffman sign is negative. Sperling sign. Is positive and Lerma test is positive. Distraction test is positive. Total test is negative. Thoracic spine, loose test, slump test is negative. Lumbar test, lumbar spine, presidency carnic test is negative. Straight leg raising test is negative. Contralateral leg rest test is negative. Regard test negative, CAM test negative, Belminski test is stay joint is non-tender, the pending flexion test, Healy compression test, flexion test are negative, Faber test is negative, Gossamer test is negative, Trendelenburg sign is negative. In the musculature examination, I failed to mention one thing is that the patient do have a extreme spasm on the left side of the trapezius muscle, as well as the quadratus lumborum muscle. And with some trigger points. Extremities examination, except for the left shoulder, rest of the extremities are completely normal. Examination of the left shoulder reveals that the shoulder do appear completely normal. On inspection and on palpation, there are no tender points, swelling, contusion, fractures, and Hawking-Kennedy test, I apologize, positive. And the Hawking-Kennedy test is positive, MPBSN test is positive, anterior posterior patient test is positive, P test, near test is positive. Distally, motor power is 4/5. However, the wrist examination and examination is normal for the left side, and the renal sign, phalen sign is negative. Thank you. Physical examination will be delivered in a minute.